The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Start spreading the news. I'm back home today. I'm so proud to have you be the main part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are back on Broadway. Right in the very heart of it. New York, New York. I put some Sammy Kahn lyrics in here for you, Five Boroughs. I want to thank Debbie, Big Al, and Frank for sitting in. Because Piscopo in the morning is how your day should begin. Put Sammy Kahn lyrics right up in.
Absolutely.
These road trip blues are melting away. I've got to be a part of it in old New York. We're gonna make it there. Joe P is back on the air. We're here for you. New York, New York. Ain't nothing like it. It's home, man. Had a great time touring around the United States of America. We did, yeah, because I forgot the week before. Don't forget, we went to Maryland and then New Orleans and then Biloxi and now Vegas. And we went to Los Angeles, which was great. And then out to Reno to Carson City, by the way, which was the stop when the covered wagons came across the United States of America. They would go to Carson City. You know what the biggest business was? What do you think? And I'm going to ask you, I hate when people do a quiz here, but in Carson City, back in the day, when the covered wagons were traveling, before they went, I think,
through the... Was it gold mining?
They were on their way to mine gold and silver in the pass, that Donner Pass, right up through the mountains into California. You know what the biggest business was in Carson City back in the day? The mortuaries.
You're kidding.
Because people died on the
track. I would never
have
guessed that.
I said, what? Tell me that again? By the way, great Americans out there, man. This country is so great. I'm so inspired to be an American.
Are there a lot of casinos in Carson City or just the one?
Yeah, no, there's a few casinos. They have some Native American casinos. And then my buddy runs the Carson Nugget, which was great. But cowboy hats, man. But people that you wouldn't think know who the heck you are. Hey, Joe Piscopo, see ya? Yeah, hey, all right, I'm a big fan. I used to watch you on Saturday Night Live. You didn't realize these guys. That's not even the accent. I don't even know what a Nevada accent is, really. Oh, it's Nevada, by the way. It's not Nevada.
I know.
What, they have to correct me? It's Nevada? To me, it's Nevada. Nevada?
I always said Nevada until I learned
Nevada.
It was Nevada.
Nevada. And then I got corrected. I was in Orleans. New Orleans. Come on.
Well, you're not from there.
I know.
So we call it New Orleans.
New Orleans,
Maryland.
But is
Maryland.
So when they took the trek across the United States,
that's
man,
wild.
On the covered wagons, if you had an infection, if you had a broken bone, God forbid you had a cold, you could die, and they did.
Right.
So they would carry, their loved ones or whoever, and then they would leave them in Carson City and come back for them or bury them there. Isn't that wild?
That?
You don't think about how rugged it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to appreciate the ruggedness of the West. And yes, I saw the smoke from the fires from California. In Nevada, right there, man. That's how bad those fires
were. Well, it's the second worst fire in California history.
Terrible.
Right now.
Just terrible like that. Although it was great. And I stayed at a little hotel there with the the jacuzzi. It was actually
a whirlpool
bath.
Interesting.
So my buddy
you said that video of that. I was like, What is going on here? It's like a party in the room. Let's go. Disco. Hey, now. You were so shocked. First of all, I know you didn't get in that tub at all to use.
No.
But the fact that you were mystified and blown away by the fact that it was neon light, you know, flashing,
My buddy Dean, he's a great guy. Dean DeLulo, he owns the Nugget. He's been a friend for like 20 plus years. And he goes, Joe, I got to show you something. So he turns on the light. So what do you do when, do you go, hey, you want to come back?
Barry White should be playing it.
Baby. Yeah. I cannot turn on my multicolored disco lights before we get into the Whirlpool bath.
That is straight out of the 70s,
It was great.
Because I was in a hot tub over the weekend.
I got more hits on Facebook on my Whirlpool bath light. And it was flashing lights. Great. Yeah, I mean, did you see that thing?
I did. It's like a hot tub time machine.
I don't know. Yeah. So there, like, there.
You know, you turn it on, you know, all of a sudden.
Oh, I should have had the music, you know. Hey, baby, get into my Whirlpool band. Watch the lights. Watch the lights. Come on. Here we go.
I should have Barry White. I have to have that in there.
I have to tell my friend to put the Barry White in there. Come on, baby. Come on,
baby. Just picture this playing in the background.
With the lights. Oh, man. Bring out your inner John Travolta. Hey, it's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thank you, Albert. We love it. And Roger Stone's going to join us momentarily, which is as cutting as you can get, having Mr. Stone on the show. And we appreciate Roger joining us. Thanks to Frankie Five Burrows. Because every time I'm watching him in Nevada and the lights are going off on the Whirlpool bath and I'm watching the news, I have to hit the news because I'm thinking, well, a couple days I got to go back. I want to really refresh myself. It's all about Roger Stone and who talked, who didn't talk. This is scary. It's plain scary, Frank. They're grasping for straws, and they're not plastic straws because that would be politically incorrect.
Yeah, banned. No, you're exactly right. So, you know, on Friday, and I know you're going to talk about this with Roger in a few minutes, but on Friday, so we saw Kristen Davis, the former Manhattan madam, who both Roger and I are, you know, very friendly with. She testified before the Mueller grand jury, right? Then we saw
how friendly.
Did you not think that question was going to come up when you were explaining that, Frank?
Frank.
Yeah. I mean, really?
You were your pals.
I've explained it before. He has, but still.
It's a question you have to bring up,
but,
Joe.
So then that. Also, forget Andrew Miller. Forget it.
You're not getting back to this conversation.
Kristen didn't vote for Donald Trump, doesn't know anything about Donald Trump, doesn't know anything about WikiLeaks.
She knows about Frank Morano.
She knows nothing about Russia. Roger and I are godfathers to her baby boy, Carter.
Right? Wait a minute. Now this is really getting bizarre. Only for five boroughs, man.
The only one to accept.
Wait a minute. Roger is the godfather. You're the co-godparent?
That's right.
Oh, man. You guys had it.
You can't even get the question.
No, I can't. I am stammering at this point. Frank, you never cease to amaze me.
Well, I get a lot done in any given day.
This is another reason why you're in debt.
It's true.
Godfather getting a gift. You know, this.
It's
that.
True. You're right.
Can't
right.
say no.
It's
no.
Your co-godparents? Yes, although Roger was in hiding at the time of the baby shower. So I had to end up shouldering most of the burden.
What a scene. Wait a minute.
Baby shower.
How did this happen, first of all?
So Kristen is doing an exclusive interview with Chris Cuomo tonight on
CNN. She is.
But she had said after Chris Cuomo, if we want her, this will be the first radio show that she does. But so you'd have to ask
because it's real. The feds really have gone because they want to get Roger on something.
Right. Well, that's exactly what I was going to say before I got, you know, Piscopo Cthulhu'd.
We're not done yet.
Kristen has no affiliation.
I don't think Roger's done.
Kristen has nothing to do with WikiLeaks, nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with the Trump campaign at all. Andrew Miller used to work for Roger Stone. Again, nothing to do with Donald Trump. Didn't even vote for Donald Trump. I don't think he's met Donald Trump. Nothing to do with the Trump campaign. They're subpoenaing him. And so it tells me the fact that they're going after all of Roger's friends and associates, and there's a lengthy list. I mean, dozens. It's not about finding out if crimes actually occurred here. It's a fishing expedition to get anybody ever been associated with Roger Stone that could give any information that could lead Roger to be indicted for something. And to some extent, it's worked. Roger is a very polarizing guy, very controversial. There's a lot of Republicans in hotly contested races around the area, and they're always asking me for help. Frank, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? What can you do for me? They say. I said, well, maybe I can get you Roger Stone to endorse you in your primary. Oh, no. He's too controversial. That's even among Republicans. Yeah, so, yeah. Look, we'll see where this goes. I hope that Mayor Giuliani is right, that this is wrapped up by September 1st, but I am not optimistic.
So Mayor Giuliani's talking with the Mueller people back and forth. They're going back and forth.
Yeah.
The mayor being the president's lawyer, which is, so they're making deals. They've already requested that the president kind of testifies, and that's not going to happen, right?
I can't imagine that it would. I mean, apparently President Trump really wants to talk, and all of his lawyers, rightly so, really don't want him to.
Jay Sekulow and Mayor Giuliani.
Yeah.
But it's so ridiculous because we know what's happening in Manafort, too. We'll talk to Roger about this. But Manafort, what has it got to do with the Russian probe?
Well,
this judge seems to be hearing.
Judge Ellis is...
He seems to get it because he gets irritated by the prosecutors. Can he just say, everybody out? I'm dumping this whole thing.
The defense could. I think Arthur's going to be here tomorrow. He can issue some more legal insight into this. But yeah, the judge could set aside the jury's verdict no matter what they find. But I mean, he's made his intolerance for the prosecution making this such a spectacle very, very clear. Now, even if Manafort gets acquitted here, he's still got another trial coming up later in the year for being an unregistered lobbyist. So, it's a sad situation. People get into, someone said to me over the weekend, after seeing not just this, but a whole bunch of things, I would never get into politics or public service. And think about what it is. You mean you put people on display in such a manner, you put every aspect of their life under the electron microscope.
Yep.
Heaven forbid that they went jaywalking or didn't properly cross a T on a ballot access petition.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're subject to negative news stories, having to hire lawyers. So I am the only person that worked on Kristen Davis's 2010 campaign for governor that hasn't gotten a Mueller subpoena. Only person. So
it's early.
Well,
Frank.
So that's what she said. She said, I made that comment on Facebook. She says, don't worry, you too could hire a lawyer for $865 an hour to testify about something that you know nothing about and had nothing to do with. Roger, of course, jumped in by saying Comrade Moreno was the mastermind of the whole Russian collusion scheme.
They'll be listening to that.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
they'll ask you about that.
Exactly.
I'll go to your phone calls and then Roger's going to join us. I don't understand. I'm a layman, but I'm the son of a lawyer. And my father was so, it was black and white. It was right there. The law was right there. But when you bring in somebody and you go after somebody like Manafort, certainly like even Roger Stone, and then they find things that have nothing to do with the collusion, should you really be... Should that you be accountable for that? We found this, but that's not why you went into it. I feel like they should just throw it all out.
This was one of the most the things that we talked about most last week, where Anthony Pope, Bernie Kerik, John Catsimatidis.
Bernie went through it. Yeah.
Everybody had varying views.
Yeah.
Anthony's view was, look, if the independent counsel uncovers criminal wrongdoing, he has to prosecute. He can't pretend he didn't find it. My view is a little bit different, which is that the appropriate thing for him to do would have been to refer it to the relevant U.S. Attorney's Office. So it looks to me as if we're no longer investigating crimes, we're investigating people, right? The way the criminal justice system is supposed to work, as far as I'm concerned, Joe, is we see a bank was robbed. Let's find out who robbed the bank. It's not, we think Paul Manafort did something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's investigate every aspect of his life until we find out what he did.
You're looking and listening to lawyers. You're breaking the lawyer-client confidentiality agreement. You're going in there. There's got to be somebody that stops this nonsense. And that's a libertarian part of me, but it just seems wrong. And you know what? It is wrong. 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. Let me go to Rob in Staten Island. Is that who's that? Roberta? Is that Rob in Staten Island? Hey, how are you, Rob? What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just think that Trump should not testify, but if he does, Obama should testify, Holder should testify, Hillary should testify, and have FISA judge that signed the warrant to testify. And Manafort, as soon as they say he's guilty, he should be pardoned by Trump because he should have never been investigated in the first place.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way, Rob. Thank you so much. Let me go to Frank in Flushing. Good morning, Frank. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. To show you the indecency of the way the airlines treat people, I'm blind. They're wheeling me down the jetway to get on the aircraft. They know I'm blind. I've said it to them at least a half a dozen times.
Yeah.
They get to the jetway. Can you walk on the plane? Can you see where you're going? You can't make it up,
Joe. Are you kidding me? You were in a wheelchair. Wait, Frank, stay with me. You're in a wheelchair.
Was the giveaway the dark sunglasses or the canes? I mean, I don't get
but
that.
You could, they expected you to go from the wheelchair over that little area where you... Oh, my gosh, that's... So what did you say to them? Frank, what did you say to them?
So it gets better. I'm sitting down. She comes with the cart with the drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a different flight attendant now.
Yeah.
I explained to her, I'm blind. Can you please be careful handing me the drink? Don't worry about it, sir. I'm blind, too.
What? No.
I swear to God on my life.
Oh, my God. Lawsuit. It is. You know what? God bless you. And thank you for listening, Frank. And God bless you for being the courageous individual that you are.
It's
tough. Oh, my God.
That's awful.
Yeah,
make it to the... I mean, I just...
Wait. Frank is pouring his heart out in the air. Who breaks out laughing? Gutulo starts laughing.
Because... It's funny, but it's not funny.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Oh, you're right. Oh, my goodness gracious. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie, you can't make it up.
That's
you can't
unbelievable.
Make it up. I believe it. And,
maybe they're just busy and they weren't thinking clearly.
You know, that's a good point because it's not.
He's blind. He's probably got dark sunglasses on. He had a cane.
He was in a wheelchair.
But I'm just saying.
Why does he have dark sunglasses on all of a sudden? He's Ray Charles all of a sudden?
Most blind people have dark sunglasses. It doesn't matter. He said he was blind.
Most
did he
blind
think he was,
people?
Who jokes about being blind?
Most blind people have sunglasses on?
No, I'm just saying, who jokes about being blind? The guy's serious and saying that he's blind.
Yeah,
How dumb is that?
Yeah. No, I don't think, I think Debbie's right, though. I don't think there's malice. It's pathological. It's a corporate pathological personality of just disrespect and not knowing how to treat. There's no humanity anymore.
Maybe a different person took over the wheelchair that was wheeling him in, and they didn't communicate that he was blind. They just thought he had some trouble getting up. I don't know. I'm just trying to, see the other side.
The fact that he wasn't looking at them directly, I think, should be another giveaway, too, don't you think?
Well... There should be some communication, you would think.
Something.
Oh, please. I thought I had a bad... 921 Piscopo in the morning. Roger Stone coming up on the radio, coming right back at you on AM 970. The Answer, Debbie. How are we doing out there?
Joe, I'll tell you what's happening with New Jersey Transit. 7 canceled trains this morning with that positive train control. New Canaan branch of Metro North, a 15-minute delay. We're seeing delays on arrivals over at Newark and at LaGuardia because of thunderstorms. Inbound GWB moving along okay. Looks like the outbound upper level, a car fire, though, at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel about 15, Holland about 10, Garden State Parkway North at 137, accident clear. Then at 150, it's an accident getting up through Bloomfield, and we're still seeing delays on the eastbound Bruckner at the Bronx River Parkway with an accident being cleared. And watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE by the LIE with a collision. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Thunderstorms today, high of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim, AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
If it were a private directive to Sessions, maybe you have something to talk about. But this is a public tweet to millions of people to read, nothing to hide. And they are actually talking about it seriously as though it might constitute obstruction of justice. This is above the fold in the headline.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11, right after Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school? You may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you want. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the New York State National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. The boss came in, 9:24 right now with Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Mr. Crowley. Just catching up after being gone for a while. Roger Stone is a longtime Donald Trump advisor, best-selling author. He's got that great new book that even my 15-year-old read, The Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. It's a great book. And he's also being interviewed constantly by the Mueller team. Roger, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing?
I'm delighted to be here, Joe.
Roger Stone, you are, me and Frankie were saying, Mueller's like your PR agent, man. This guy, he just won't leave you alone. It's always all Roger Stone all the time. I'm in Nevada. I'm working. Roger Stone story, and I'm riveted to the television. When will they leave you alone, Mr. Stone?
No, it's really extraordinary. I mean, Friday, Joe, was kind of the deep state trifecta. My longtime friend, Kristen Davis,
yes,
a brilliant woman.
Yep.
My wife and I are the godparents to her son, a terrific person, someone who's remade her life, called before the grand jury, has no knowledge of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any other of this nonsense. At the same time, Andrew Miller, for many years my wingman, has worked for me in 3 years, but he's held in contempt because of his refusal to appear before the grand jury, something he did purposely so he can then appeal to the appeals court, perhaps even the U.S. Supreme Court, regarding the authority of Mr. Mueller and the legitimacy of his appointment. And then lastly, Randy Credico, who, despite whatever he says on TV, is always denied or always avoided being under oath, but is in fact my source, is the guy who told me WikiLeaks really does have the goods on Hillary and they really are going to release them in October, which of course they did. So the government seems to be trying to revive this threadbare, you know, conspiracy theory that I received something from WikiLeaks or the Russians and gave it to Donald Trump, that I had these allegedly hacked emails. Joe, I think I've been as clear as I possibly can be. I had no advance knowledge of the content, source, or exact timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures, and there is no evidence to the contrary. They can badger as many of my former and current associates as they want. The facts are what the facts are.
And I love that, by the way. I'm in the hotel room in Nevada getting ready for a show, and I hear Roger Stone associate refuses to talk, and I went, boom! That's my man. I love that in Andrew Miller. I thought that was great.
Well, he believes it's a blatant violation of his Fourth Amendment rights. He has no information for them, but remember this about Stone's rules. Joe, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
It's great. Roger, you're the best, man. I don't know how you deal with it. Roger, before we go on, I want to ask you, and we appreciate your valuable time, but your defense, the legal defense fund that you have, please.
Well, in all honesty, I met with a very prominent, well-known lawyer, in anticipation of the possibility that they would bring some trumped-up, bogus charge against me, and defending myself in these circumstances could cost as much as $2 million in legal fees.
Yeah.
Now, you can go online right now. You'll find a story that says Roger Stone is worth $20 million. it's a phony. It's a fugazi. It's totally false.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
a wealthy guy. Yeah. You know, I have to work to support my family, and I do okay, although this makes it far more difficult. So people who want to help can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. It would be a godsend. I have to raise the money and devise a battle plan, but do not assume that I'm sitting around waiting for incoming, because that's not how I operate. If they want to try to smear me, if they want to bring some false charge against me in an effort, Joe, what this is really about, to pressure me to testify against Donald Trump, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
I love that, man. I tell you, and that Manafort, this Manafort trial, well, Frankie and I were just talking about it. Roger, it's what they got nothing. Now they're going after everything about Manafort. They're keeping the guy in solitary confinement. What's going on? What the heck's happening?
It's hard to believe you can do this in America.
Exactly.
They're really trying to make it difficult for him to defend himself as possible. It is interesting that the current charges that he is fighting in the Virginia trial were all examined over 10 years ago by the government, dismissed, and were revived more recently for the purposes of taking him down. None of them have anything to do with the 2016 election. None of them have anything to do with Donald Trump. I think people can see a witch hunt. They know, you know, that this is a grand inquisition with a politically motivated prosecutor.
Yeah. Now, I was when you and I had we had a great afternoon a year before, within the last year or two. And I'm with Roger. If you're listening, I have to tell you. So I'm hanging with Roger Stone, and we're talking about Nixon and Ronald Reagan, and me being the political aficionado and geek that I am. Then Alex Jones is you did a hit on Alex Jones' show, and you said, Joe, why don't you go on? So I checked with my boss, Phil Boyce. I said, I go on another media outlet. Had a great talk with Alex Jones. Oh, my gosh, everything Alex Jones. He's like the bad guy. Now he's being banned from Facebook and YouTube. And regardless of what you think of Mr. Jones, why are you, Roger Stone, banned from Twitter, yet ISIS has free reign, and all these other hate groups have free reign?
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. What's ironic, Joe, is the effort to ban Alex Jones, you just made him bigger. He now has the single largest app on Apple,
wow.
Free app, the InfoWars free, official InfoWars free app.
Yeah, yeah.
The traffic at his site is crashing the servers. It's so great.
Wow.
Record number of people signing up for his podcast there, my podcast there at the War Room. So the efforts to silence him have only made him larger. Great story on this in the Austin, Texas Statesman today up on Drudge.
Yeah, yeah.
It is outrageous. You don't have to agree with Alex Jones on everything. In fact, you don't have to agree with him on anything to agree with his free amendment, you know, his First Amendment speech rights. It's a slippery slope when we start banning people. It's a bad precedent in my view. You're absolutely right, though. Keith Olbermann can go on Twitter and advocate the violent assassination of Donald Trump.
Yep.
He's still there. I go on Twitter and I hurt Jake Tapper's feelings, and I'm banned for life. I think people realize that this is a precursor to the 2018 and 2020 elections. It was only through the rise of a vibrant and a robust alternative media that Trump was able to win. So now some on the left want to put the toothpaste back in the tube. They want to return to the days when only three networks dictated and dominated political discourse. I think it's too late for that. People like the internet. They're not going to leave it.
You got to check out Roger Stone's book, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. Roger, always appreciate your time. Has the government, by the way, been reading your emails and tweets, Roger?
Oh, I think, Joe, that I have been subject to a FISA warrant since the beginning of 2016. The New York Times reported that on January 20th, 2017, in a page one story above the fold. A whistleblower with some authority has come to us and pointed out exactly where my name was blacked out of the Carter Page FISA warrant application. But I believe Manafort, Page, and myself were under surveillance, have been under surveillance,
wow.
Am currently under surveillance,
wow.
And I guarantee you the gumshoes for Robert Mueller are listening to this program right now, Joe, and they're probably going to follow you when you leave the studio.
Do you when you walk around, Roger, because I know you, man, you're very independent, you do what you want, and no one's going to really scare Roger Stone, I know that, but when you pick up a phone and you're going to call your kids, it makes you a little nervous someone is eavesdropping on you.
There's no joke here, Joe. They're they're listening to every word. They're monitoring my email. They're monitoring my text messages. They're monitoring my phone calls, whether I'm talking to my wife or my children or my grandchildren or Frankie Morano. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's invasive. Their probable cause, they have none. I've not committed any crime in connection with the 2016 election or anything else. It's, as the president says, a witch hunt. And it's outrageous, and it has no oversight. I mean, recognize that we used to have a special counsel law in which a three-judge panel would oversee the special counsel. If you wanted to expand into some area outside the narrow scope, it required their approval. Now they argue that Mueller's appointment is perfectly kosher because he has the oversight of Rod Rosenstein and then the President of the United States. Except for Rosenstein and the President are both, at a minimum, witnesses, at a minimum, in this very investigation. And therefore, there's a conflict of interest. Seems pretty clear to me.
Yeah, Roger Stone, always appreciate it. Roger Stone's book is Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. Roger, always appreciate your time. Keep us posted, and you're welcome here anytime, sir.
Great to be with you, Joe. Many thanks.
Thank you. Roger Stone right there with Piscopo in the Morning, 934. You cannot make this up, man. AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, around the world and in federal offices all throughout Washington, D.C. Al Gattulo standing by right now with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
73 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The search for a woman swept away by a strong current in the waters off of Queens now being called a recovery mission. The 35-year-old was pulled away Sunday afternoon by a wave during high tide. She and her husband were swimming at Jamaica Bay and Breezy Point when the woman went under. Divers will resume their search at 10 this morning after suspending their efforts overnight. Governor Cuomo seems to have broken the law. At a press conference last week in the Adirondacks, Cuomo told a story about coming close to an eagle and getting one of the feathers, but a federal law says it's illegal for non-Native Americans to possess any eagle parts, including eggs, nest, or feathers. The penalties for violating the law can include fines or jail time. Spokesman for the Cuomo campaign tells New York One the governor wasn't aware of the legislation. He says Cuomo will return the feather to the lake or give it to federal authorities. It'll soon cost you more to park your car on the street in the city. Parking meters rates will rise on December 3rd. Manhattan will be hit the hardest. Drivers in Midtown will see meter rates spike from $3.50 an hour to $4.50 for the first hour and $7.50 for the second. Drivers in core parts of the outer boroughs, such as downtown Brooklyn, Flushing, and Jamaica, will see the current rate double to $2 an hour. In sports, Yankees beat the Rangers 7-2. It was the Mets over the Marlins 4-3. And the Mid-Island Little League team from Staten Island headed to the Little League World Series. Mid-Island shut out Maryland 4-0 behind a perfect game from Gregory Bruno to win the Mid-Atlantic Regional. They'll play the team from Des Moines, Iowa, Thursday in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And another Staten Island All-Star team comprised of 9- and 10-year-olds, Great Kills National, got five banners on Saturday in an 11-2 win over Massachusetts to capture the Eastern Regional Championship. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, very busy getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. And on the eastbound Gowanus up by Fort Hamilton Parkway, accident cleared. Over at LaGuardia, we're seeing delays on arrivals of up to 4.5 hours. We're seeing delays at Newark as well because of the thunderstorms. Again, those delays reported on arrivals. Watch out for slowdowns as you head over to the Cross Bronx westbound, getting out toward the outbound GWB. It's a car fire, upper level outbound of the George Washington Bridge. Also delays in both directions on the Deegan getting over toward the GWB as well. Inbound GWB, that's moving okay. About 15 minutes in, though, to the upper level because of the activity on the outbound upper level. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, a minor delay. Holland still about 20 minutes getting into town. Garden State Parkway North at 150 crash and 287 East in White Plains construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnerships and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Get ready for back to school at Modell's. Unbelievable savings on select Adidas team fleece for men and women, only $29.99. A savings of up to $35. Men's casual shorts for only $15. And boys' Adidas graphic tees are two for $20. Save up to $15 on select footwear from Nike, Asics, and New Balance. And $10 off select football cleats from Nike and Under Armour. You have to see our selection of backpacks to believe it. Save $10 on select Nike and Adidas styles. Visit our stores or or Modells.com for more savings. When you gotta save for back to school, you gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
See, that's what I'm talking about with Congressman King. You see, he's kind enough to come on, talk with us. Look at, he's on Fox News as
we
speak.
Did our show first.
Did our show first. Nice. I'm telling you, he's such a loyal guy like that. I appreciate that very much. And Frank, appreciate you staying on top of that. Because we love that you listen. We always say that, but we respect that as well and try to bring you the best that we can in these crazy times, you know. 9:39 with Joe on the radio. 9:39 on AM 970, The Answer. I love telling you about another great guy, Mike Lindell. Mike is the founder and creator of MyPillow. He's a great patriot. He's a great man of faith. And he, boy, his life is ups and downs, right? Well, now he has this offer for you that he has been offering since day one. He always has something for you listening to AM 970, The Answer. Now, if you buy one premium MyPillow, you get the second premium MyPillow for free. That's from Mike. You know, MyPillow is great. You get a great night's sleep, never goes flat, stays cool throughout the night. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer. It's got a 10-year warranty, by the way, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can even put it in the washer and dryer. Can't tell you enough about MyPillow. And he keeps the company in Minnesota, Mike's home state, you know. Hires Minnesotans, right? You can even, you buy one premium MyPillow, you get another premium MyPillow absolutely free. Now, you can go to MyPillow.com. That might be easier for you if you're getting into work and you're listening to us. MyPillow.com. Just use that promo code AM970 for that special deal from Mike Lindell. One premium pillow you get another premium pillow absolutely free. Here's the phone number. If you choose to call, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com. Just remember this, if you would, the promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios, portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Happy Monday. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. It's 9:40 right now. Going through my Twitter feed, JRZY, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. So, you know, I'm not crazy about Twitter. Matter of fact, it can be so negative, but it's so quick. I just love the quickness of it with my ADD. It works for me. So I try to find the news and I see James Woods, who I follow. He says, I never trust politicians who change their given names, referring to Mayor de Blasio. Because I did see Mayor de Blasio with Brian Stelter on CNN. And I have no hate, by the way. I don't hate CNN. I don't. And Brian, I did the show. I did CNN with him. But it was interesting to see. And Brian was actually good in this interview with Mayor de Blasio. They said to Mayor de Blasio, if you didn't see it, Frank, you got to watch it. And Mayor de Blasio going, he's saying, oh, CNN is very objective. CNN, Mayor de Blasio is actually saying that. He goes, that you could see how Fox is very right-leaning. But CNN, it's objective. And you look at all sides. With a straight face. And then Brian Stelter says, well, but we sometimes will skew one way or the other. You know, he's playing the devil's advocate. Does Mayor de Blasio, you think, and you know him. I don't. And
I don't really know him. I met him. I don't know him, though. But I don't think he knows me.
They just go down the liberal, socialist, progressive way just because they think that their followers are going to like that? And when he goes off the air, he goes, oh, my gosh, I hope people bought that. How could they say CNN is right? They're not. And all the media is so left-leaning. And we know it, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, I think, de Blasio really is a committed left-wing person. I think he genuinely comes from such a skewed perspective that he does think that is being objective. But obviously,
wow, that's scary. That's scary. But maybe you're right, because I'm looking at something from The Hill, too, also on Twitter. Dems view socialism more positively than capitalism. And that's probably it now. And I don't know how you could even consider voting that way anymore. But you know what? You never know what's going to happen in the midterms. And you know what they're not saying? And I'm going to say it 1,000 times because I don't want people to forget. The midterms, historically, you go against the White House. Historically.
Yeah.
If there's Democrats in, they're going to vote Republican and vice versa.
Usually.
They're using this as – but I love that Donald Trump is actually fighting this and trying to get the Republicans. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, it got a little bit more complicated over the weekend with the upstate Republican Congressman Chris Collins announcing that he's suspending his campaign for re-election in light of the indictment for insider trading. So that all of a sudden, that was a safe Republican seat. Now, it's not at all clear that they're going to be able to get Collins off the ballot. So that remains to be seen.
It was tough. Was he not the first in line, certainly in New York, to get behind President
first
Trump?
In the whole country.
Yeah,
in terms of members of Congress.
When that happened, and again, I'm on the road and I hear this happening with Collins, and you know what I'm thinking? Witch hunt. That's the first thing I'm thinking. Witch hunt.
Well,
nothing happened. They're going after him.
I was talking about this this yesterday on the Joe Silverstein show, which is a great show, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. And he asked me about this. And the thing is, let's say Collins is acquitted. Then where does he go to get his congressional seat back and his political career back and his reputation and his legal fees?
Yeah.
And people say, oh, that doesn't happen. They don't arrest people and charge them with anything just to get them out of office. Well, yes, they do. Look at Joe Bruno, majority leader of the state Senate. He wasn't convicted of any crime that was upheld. Look, in Long Island, the Oyster Bay town supervisor was acquitted, right? But not before he gave up being the Oyster Bay town supervisor.
Exactly,
Where does he go to get his political career restored? You don't. You're done. All you have to do is be charged, which is one of the reasons why a lot of times they don't like to charge folks 90 days before an election takes place.
Yeah. It was a little suspicious, it seemed to me.
Well, look, I mean, the person bringing about this prosecution was the person that Trump appointed to be the U.S. attorney, Jeff Berman. So I don't think that the Collins indictment is part of any anti-Trump plot. And so far, the evidence doesn't look great for Collins. But, you know, that's the thing, is he's entitled to the same presumption of innocence that we all are.
Yeah, but isn't it something how the DOJ, in my opinion, with this Mueller probe, dilutes anything that any U.S. attorney is doing, any special prosecutor is doing? It dilutes it because with this Russia witch hunt, in the old days, pre-Trump, they would have gone, people would have said, oh, really? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody's indicted. I swear to goodness, Frankie Five
Right,
Burrows,
he's viewing skeptically.
As soon as I heard it, I went, witch hunt. Right. And I was disappointed to see Collins step down.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, they're going to try and replace him with another candidate. It's not at all clear that they're going to be able to do that. But there's 15 Republicans that are eager to run, including David Belavia, who's been a guest on this show, and including Carl Paladino, former Republican candidate for governor himself, very popular in Erie County. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. Frankie Five Burrows. But very interesting. Now, what happened yesterday, I'm just trying to catch up on the news among all the, and I will speak throughout the week about my travels, which was just, they were just great. And I just come back before the microphone, so inspired to be American, knowing how everybody's just so proud of the country that where we are, and you just don't hear it, and everything. It's like they have to whisper it to you to tell you how proud they are. And we're not. We're broadcasting it on the 50,000 watts and all around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. In Charlottesville yesterday, that was a big bust. They said it was the weather. People didn't show up. You got to thank the police for going on. But what was going on? So you had the supremacists. You had Antifa. What's going on in the country with this?
Well, look, I mean, you're always going to have some wackos, right? But thankfully, it didn't get violent. There were no injuries, no major incidents. And, you know, that's how it's supposed to go. We definitely didn't want a repeat of what happened a year ago at Charlottesville.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to give the police credit. But why did these people get any? I wouldn't give a permit. If I ran a state or a city, I would not give a permit to anybody.
First Amendment.
Yeah, I know, but there's got to be a caveat in there not to.
I mean, once we start stifling speech that we don't like, then you get into doing what Facebook and YouTube are doing, which is they don't like, you know, that Alex Jones says the Sandy Hook massacre never happened, or they don't like that somebody says the Holocaust never happened. It's a very slippery slope.
Or how about what Mayor de Blasio did yesterday? Apparently, a reporter from the New York Post wanted to ask him a question before the Jamaican Day Parade or whatever it was, and the police removed him. He couldn't even ask the question. Removed him.
You can't blame the police.
The mayor ordered
his security guards. It was a security.
Well, they're police officers. It's an NYPD.
And the mayor
detail.
Ordered them to take the guy.
I guess so. And this is a guy who was just on CNN earlier, railing about the press, railing about how Rupert Murdoch should get out of the business, and he talks about how transparent he is. Mm. why couldn't he let the reporter ask a question? Now, if you say, I'm not taking any questions, and he shouts it out, it's one thing, but to have the guy removed?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
You got to help me out, too. You're listening. Do we book Alex Jones on the show? Did they call to be on the show?
I reached out to them to get to their availability.
I think that guy is a complete and absolute whack job, Alex Jones. I'm sorry. That's just my personal opinion. I think he's 877-970-2999.
I don't think
he should be censored. Yeah. I think if it's good for one, as long as he is not if he hasn't said anything hateful or harmful,
well, they maintain it is hate speech. You know that when he says Hillary Clinton is a murderer and this and that, and you know they maintain.
Well, it was the Sandy Hook thing that. By the way, when Roger says, "Hey, you want to go on Alex Jones?" I check with our boss.
If Donald Trump can go on, you can go on.
Yeah, exactly. So when I because he had like at the time 5 million.
Yeah, right? I think it's probably even more now.
Yeah, so I go, and he was. By the way, it was a good interview. He was great. He was nice. It wasn't anything that I heard about Alex Jones. It was great. Oh my gosh, I got vilified. And you remember that in the newspaper, yep. Joe went on Alex Jones. But so I wanted to reciprocate the Sandy Hook thing. I don't understand. He's still holding fast to that, is he?
We can ask him about it. He's backed off that a bit. But you know, he says a lot of wacky things. Satanists are taking over America. Bill Gates is a eugenicist trying to wipe out minorities. The government is controlling the weather. Government puts chemicals in the water to turn the frogs gay. I mean, he says a lot of wacky things. The government's complicit.
Frogs were
transgender.
It's news to me.
What are they identified? I mean, really? Come on. See what I mean? I mean, this is, you know.
Right. But so the question is, what should these social media companies be censoring? Should you be able to say that on social media? My view is you should. You should be able to say almost anything.
Because you also should have the freedom of choice to say, I don't want to listen to that.
Exactly.
Guy.
Right. Exactly.
Plain and simple.
Right.
I know, but Twitter's shadow banning us now, everything else.
Roger Stone makes an excellent point when he says, I did one thing to hurt Jake Tapper's feelings, and I'm barred for life, and there are other people on there that do these hateful, disgusting things, and they're still on
like
there.
ISIS. Hey, let me go to Paul in Queens. Paul, sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning, man?
Hey, Joe, guys. Listen, you were talking about the airlines. Maybe because, I think JetBlue was pretty good, now it became too corporate. Is there any way we could, get 970 to sponsor an airline?
I can't get a car. I can't get a car. Thank you very much. I said, that's not a bad idea. You know what I may do, though? And Debbie's going to join us. She's got traffic for you.
Yeah.
Debbie, I was thinking of getting, you could join, these Jet Smarter or something.
Okay.
It's like, you don't have to buy a whole private jet, but you could, hitch a ride on a private jet somewhere. It's a little more expensive, but not much more expensive. I have to look into that, because the airports
are. It's a ride-sharing service.
I'll be happy to do that.
When we come back, we got to tell you what the president is tweeting about Omarosa.
He's going there. All right,
can't wait to hear that.
But in the meantime, it's something to think about, because it's just tough. It's just tough flying anymore. It's just tough. It ain't like it used to be. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:51 right now. Actually, Debbie, how are we doing traffic wise out there?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody listening. Let's go over to the outbound GWB upper level. A car fire just about cleared. Inbound GWB 25 to 30 to the upper, 10 to the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel looks like a minor delay now. Holland only 5 minutes heading into town. Traffic moving slowly. Garden State Parkway North at 150 with an accident getting up through Bloomfield. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head over to the Deegan South, getting down toward the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx West again heavy. Westchester Ave to the George Washington Bridge because of that earlier car fire outbound upper level. A lot of volume on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out by Bradley Avenue. A disabled truck, then you're busy right out toward the Verrazano. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the new Canaan branch of Metro North, a 15-minute delay. Looks like some earlier delays with New Jersey Transit on the Northeast Corridor. They've been cleared out of the way as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains that this is not Obama's economy.
Had Obama won a third term, would Obama have instituted the tax cuts that Trump did? Not very likely. U.S. employment, as you know, is down to 3.9%.
More people employed in the country than any time in history.
But here's the big interesting thing. Nearly 25% since the year 2000 of all job increases have occurred during the Trump years.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert.
It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't wait. Call now. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Rather cloudy and humid today with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm around, especially this afternoon and this evening. Watch for flooding downpours later today, the high around 80. Then warm and muggy overnight with clouds and a shower and thunderstorm, low 73. Clouds, some intervals of sun, warm and humid tomorrow with a shower and thunderstorm or two in the area, high 83. Then Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid with a high near 90. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next. On AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe, back in New York, baby. It's 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's in
Hawaii
with Larry Elder. Oh, that's why I saw Larry Posey. Larry,
and Hugh Hewitt, I believe, is out there as well.
Very nice. And Mr. Boyce are out there?
Phil was there last week. I don't know if he's still there. Yeah, he's
all
still
right.
there.
Okay, that's great. But anyway, Frankie, give me the tweets of the president.
All right. So President Trump tweeting about Omarosa. He said, wacky Omarosa, who got fired three times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time.
Oh, my gosh.
She never made it and never will.
I agree with what you said. Just leave that alone. I just move on. I think that what is unsettling is that what was she on, ABC?
She was on Meet the Press, and she might have been on some of the other networks as well. He went further. She begged me for a job, tears in her eyes. I said, okay. People in the White House hated her. She was vicious but not smart. I would rarely see her but heard really bad things. Nasty to people and would constantly miss meetings and work. When General Kelly came on board, he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told him to try working it out if possible because she only said great things about me until she got fired.
Oh, boy. Well, this is the gal, Omarosa. Now she wrote a book. Who offers her the book contract? We shouldn't even be talking about it, really, because this is going to go away overnight.
Well, I heard she was on the Today Show this morning and, like, said, I'm going to do all these, but I have to leave to go to another interview, and left.
No, she didn't say
that. Woman is nuts. She's nuts.
The publisher is Gallery Books.
Yeah,
which
well,
is
shame
an imprint
on them.
Of Simon and Schuster.
Shame on them. 9:57 with Joe at the radio. It was so funny, Al. I got to tell you, when I was in Vegas and I grabbed a cab. Where were we going? To church or something? And the guy, we had a conversation back and forth, you know. Mm-hmm. So I figure, hey, this is great. I'll just give the guy a little tip. I don't have to worry about it. So, and I'm with Mike. So he was very, very nice, and he's right. asking and talking and everything. And so just as we stop, just as I'm about to pay, mm-hmm. he goes, great to have you in the cab, Joe. So he recognized that. See?
Yeah,
he knew.
You went from pulling the five out to 20.
I had to do
that,
Andrew
man.
Jackson might not be on the bill that
no,
much longer.
No, you know, when you get in the cabs and you could do the percentages and you give 10, yeah. 20, 30. Yeah. In Vegas is 40% tips.
Oh, my God.
Of course, that's the one I hit, the 40% tip.
Now, right? I know the answer before asking questions, but you didn't gamble at all out there, did you?
No, Michael wanted to know about gambling. I said, Michael, this is what you don't do. Stay away from this.
Smart.
I've been in playing casinos for 30 years, and I said, I haven't gambled a dime. So I think I put in a dollar into a slot machine to show Michael how it works, you know, because he was confused. And I said, yes, people are there just, you know, for hours.
Show him Frank's credit card bill.
Exactly.
You're not a slot guy, are you? A slot guy?
Very rarely. If I'm going to go to a slot while I'm at a bar or something, I might play video poker, but it's rare.
Yeah. Frankie, thank you, man.
Thank you, Joe.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for another great show. And Al, good to see you.
Welcome back.
We are here. Yeah, great to have you here. Celia, thank you. Matt, great job on the social media. We love what you're doing. And we love that you're here listening, because as I travel the country and I see the greatness of the United States, I know that's in your heart. I know that you believe that. And that's why you listen to the program. And we honor that. And we respect that. And we love you for that. God bless you. God bless America. Go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.